Hey, and welcome to the Lunar Light Worker podcast. This is your host, Zoe Whitehead, and my light mission at Lunar Light Worker is to support empathic light workers like yourselves to elevate your energy, sustain your frequency, and align with lunar, earth, and cosmic cycles to be your own visionary and step into your highest version of you. Hey, and welcome back to the Lunar Light Worker podcast. And today I've been very guided to talk about deeper connections and need for deeper connections. And I've called this week's episode Six Signs That You Are Ready for Those Deeper Connections. It's not just a question of feeling lonely or alone. And we're going to kind of delve deep into this because I've had quite a few conversations around this recently from different people, like friends, clients as well. And this is something that I've felt on and off on a personal level probably the last kind of few years or so. And I know I've alluded to it in previous episodes. But because, as always, you know, I get guided, I feel cool, probably because of conversations and things that feel quite significant, I felt guided to do an episode on this because it's something that I've been pondering a lot over recently. So just to give you a bit of a background, you know, I've, as a massive empath, I've always kind of struggled a little bit with group dynamics. You know, it's always the energy behind that, you know, and I'm so sensitive to the energetics of conversations and dynamics. So I've always, right from since I can remember, shied away from groups. Or, you know, I'm okay to be in groups, but I don't like to kind of just hang out in a group. You know, like some people are really lit up by that. That's just not me at all. And I've always kind of see myself and refer to myself as a bit of a social butterfly. I like to kind of flit around in and out, and that suits me just fine. And I suspect that's partly because of this empathic nature of mine. And in recent years, you know, I have felt a little bit overlooked sometimes and seen, even insignificant. And I know that sometimes because of the choices that I make, you know, that's totally on me. But a lot of it is self-perception as well. And this has resulted in me feeling a little bit lonely and at times. And, you know, sort of very recently, because of these conversations I've been having, I've kind of been delving into this a little bit more. And I've kind of concluded that, you know, it's a sign of growth, in fact, you know, that when you're feeling like that, when you're feeling a little bit alone, a bit apart from others, maybe a little bit in the void, you know, you feel that conversations don't always light you up, it's because you are growing and evolving and your vibration is shifting. And so it's like the friendships, the connections, conversations that you've had are not always filling you up in the ways that you need them to. Now, this could be a big part of that reason. And that's certainly been my case as well. And so I thought we'd kind of lean into that a little bit today because it is really interesting and it's an interesting way of seeing it. You know, and as an empath, as a light worker, we do really, really love to have these like really deeper conversations, you know, probably of a more spiritual nature, you know, talking about energy and the meaning behind things, the deeper meaning, you know, that can be a very empathic trait as well. You know, it's very much part of your energetic makeup as well, you know, the influences that you have, your astrological influences as well. But as empaths, I know that this is something that can really light us up. And obviously, like I said, as we grow and evolve, our vibration shifts, and sometimes friendships, connections that we have are not, don't feel aligned, and sometimes they will fall away, sometimes they will dissolve if they can't kind of sustain themselves, and that's okay, that's absolutely okay. So, you know, we're going to kind of delve deeper into this, that, you know, is the loneliness that you're feeling, is this because, you know, of the fact that you are opening up and ready for deeper connections, right? Or is it just that you just haven't really, you know, is it other reasons? Is it other reasons? But let's have a look at these. So when I look at my own case and clients that I've had in the past that have struggled with this aspect of themselves, you know, and we have realized through our conversations and our time spent together that in fact, you know, it is a sign of growth. It is a sign that they are shifting. They often feel lonely when they're around other people because, like I said, those conversations just don't fill them anymore. They don't light them up so much. There's often this kind of yearning to be understood. That can kind of come in and out where they're just, you know, they just don't feel validated. They just don't feel understood. They often feel like they see things very differently to others. That can be quite a big thing for some people. You know, you may feel like you're lacking intimacy within your conversations and connections. That can be a big sign as well. And like we mentioned before, you could feel overlooked and unseen. You know, it can get to those extremes as well. And, you know, you'll start to find yourself seeking meaningful, heartfelt, you know, conversations. You know, those sort of conversations that really dive into the deeper meaning of life and, you know, just the universe and universal forces and influences and energy, you know, all of those beautiful things will be things that you love to talk about. And like I said, you may find that some of your relationships start to fall away as well because they're just simply not serving you. They're not lighting you up and you're not kind of focusing on them as much. But you may also find that you rekindle old friendships because maybe, you know, over the years you evolved and changed or they evolved and changed and you kind of grew apart, but you may be ready to rekindle that. And also because you have these past connections, that will be something that will, you know, again, feed you and nourish you on an energetic level. And, you know, and it's okay. And this is the thing, is to understand. Sometimes it can feel quite frightening and disconcerting when you feel this. You feel this change in yourself. You feel this pulling away and withdrawing from others within you. And yeah, it can be quite disconcerting. But also remember that it is a sign that you are going through some sort of energetic readjustment. You most likely are. If you're feeling a lot of what I've just mentioned and you're really resonating with what I'm saying, to me, it means that your consciousness is opening up. You're starting to see the world differently. This means that your vibration is shifting and elevating. And you're just kind of readjusting and realigning. And, you know, you'll just find that some relationships, some connections just will dissolve or just simply fall away. And that's okay. You know, that's okay. And they'll be seeking other things. You'll be seeking different things. But on the other hand, some of those friendships and connections and relationships will blossom. You know, if you're able to kind of move and shift together, it will be so much more sustainable. And those connections, as they deepen, those relationships, as they deepen, give you that, you know, beautiful sense of belonging and rootedness. And they really do. And this is what I mean as well by rekindling some of these old relationships. There's something really simple. There's a simplicity and a purity in childhood friends, you know, people that have known you since, you know, you were a kid. And, you know, sometimes it's just beautiful. They, you know, there's no explanation needed. They just get you. They get you on a soul level. I do feel they are often soul contracts as well, you know, especially if you're still friends in adulthood. And they can be very fulfilling. They really can. You know, and in these sort of deeper relationships, especially more aligned, soul aligned relationships, you know, they leave you feeling witnessed and loved and validated simply for you being you. You know, they're not looking for anything on a kind of superficial level. They're connecting with you because of you, because they've known you for so long, or because there is this kind of soul connection. You know, it's just on a whole different level. You're kind of connecting on an energetic level often, and you'll feel this. You know, these kind of relationships feel so expansive. You know, you just often get each other. You are so aligned often, and not completely and utterly, but often you are very aligned in the way you see things. You don't need to explain yourself, and you know, they're just beautiful. They just completely fill you up. So, you know, look out for those. Don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to nurture those connections if you do have them, you know. So whether you are rekindling a childhood friendship, or you're forging new connections at a soul level, or you're kind of deepening existing friendships or relationships, the outcome will be the same. You know, like I said, they will really fulfill you. You know, you'll just feel understood. You'll have a more natural intimacy as well. And, you know, it is very much about really nourishing these connections, you know, holding on to them. And it's never too late to forge new friendships and new connections ever, or even rekindle old friendships, you know, just to enjoy those deeper connections. So that's really what I wanted to talk to you about. And I also felt very guided to talk about this because at the time of recording this podcast episode, we are actually in Gemini season. And also the new moon that's coming up this weekend, the new moon, which will be on Sunday, the 17th, or was it the 18th, I think, of June. This will also be in Gemini. And, you know, it's Gemini is one of those signs that is all about kind of social aspects of ourselves. It really brings through those connections and the communication, the way we talk with others, the way we connect with others, the way we integrate into groups, the way we feel about ourselves and others. It's also about our higher connection, our relationship to ourselves first and foremost. You know, all of these things are really coming into the limelight. So you may be questioning yourself. We can get a little bit heady when we're in Gemini as well. You know, we're overthinking, and I do tend to do that. It is actually my birth sign, so I do carry a lot of this energy within me. I am someone who tends to, I can really overthink things sometimes, you know, and insecurities that rise, things like that, I can really overthink them and get a bit heady about things. So, you know, just be really careful if you're listening to this when this podcast has just been released. You know, just be a little bit conscious of this. You know, don't allow yourself to get carried away in those inner narratives, because that can really happen so easily. You know, and it's quite hard sometimes to pull ourselves back from that. So yeah, so let me know if this is something that's resonating with you, if this is something that you've been struggling with. You know, have you been feeling lonely? Have you been feeling unseen and unheard, and, you know, not valued, your feelings? Do you feel like your feelings haven't been validated recently? I'd love to hear back from you, because I do feel that this is something that, you know, a lot of us go through especially when we're on the path of spiritual growth. And it can also coincide with those key times of our life, you know, when we're going through our cycles of perimenopause, we're coming into the crone years. You know, there's lots of changes, you know, there's lots of wisdoms that surface, and this can bring a lot of change. And, you know, the older friendships can sometimes dissolve, or new connections just might simply not fruition. And that's okay, you know, that's okay. And at other times, other things, past relationships come back in, and we rekindle, or we forge new connections that are just beautiful as well and really light us up. So, you know, just be aware of these shifts and changes and embrace them, because, you know, it can really, really lead to something really beautiful in your life that can really fill you up. So, to continue with this theme of connections, you may or may not have heard me talking recently about my moon gatherings. I'm really excited about this, getting very lit up. So before COVID, it's been that long ago, I used to host women's circles, mainly for, you know, for women. And all of that kind of peters out with COVID. And I've just recently, again, felt very guided to start to host them again. I've personally felt a need to gather and commune. You know, I'm very aware of the fact that magic really happens when women gather. And I just feel that around where I live, there isn't really anything on offer, particularly for women, to come together and commune, and you know, especially like-minded women, light workers at empaths, to come together. And, you know, I was thinking, well, what better way to do that with the moon cycles? Because, as you know, I'm really passionate about that. So monthly, well, I'm gonna be hosting my first one this Sunday, and it's on Father's Day. Interestingly enough, I didn't realize it was Father's Day when I was guided to this date. So we're hosting on Father's Day in the evening. For those of you that live in the Midlands, UK, this may be something that you're really resonating with. And the idea is that we gather at either the new or the full moon. I'm not quite sure how that's going to pan out yet. I haven't got the guidance around that yet. But just feeling our way into it, we're going to be doing some powerful lunar questing. We're going to be doing some beautiful moon practices and rituals, ceremony. We're going to have an outside fire if the weather permits. And it's really about having that closeness, that intimacy. You know, that's really what I want to foster and encourage, that community feel, so that we can all be held and witnessed together. I'm also going to be running energy, talking about the flavor of each moon, so what the moon is inspiring us to do. Obviously, we talked about Gemini just now, you know, because obviously each new moon brings through, on each full moon, in fact, brings through a new, you know, like zodiac sign. You know, it comes into a new constellation, and we get that inspiration and that influence coming through for us. So we're going to be doing all of these beautiful things. And if you are in the area and you feel guided to come, I invite you to come and join us and be witnessed, and just feel connected and seen and heard and validated. It's so important for us, you know, women, as women, and, you know, as humans and as souls and light and energy, we are very driven to be sociable, to be in community. We thrive in that. You know, I'm not saying we have to be in community constantly all the time, but to have those opportunities, I feel, is so important for our sense of who we are and our sense of well-being. And this is what I'm feeling so passionately about, and this is what I want to offer. So if you are interested and you want to come and do a bit of moon practices and ritual, then if you go to this week's show notes, I will pop the link in the in this week's show notes. Now, we also do the same thing online with the Lunar Lightworker membership. It's exactly the same, but it's online. So those of you that don't live anywhere near me, you can absolutely do this online with me as well. And I will include the link to the Lunar Lightworker membership within the show notes as well. So you can check that all out. You can absolutely email me or DM me if you'd like more information about this, just to see whether this really, you know, whether you feel or whether this is for you, but you want to just get a bit more information, then please do not hesitate to contact me. I am here to help you. I'm here to get the best for you, and here to support you to step into your light and really start to elevate that beautiful energy of yours. All right then, my lovelies. So thank you so much for watching. I deeply appreciate your time and your continued support. Let me know how this episode lands for you. I'd love to hear back from you. And have a beautiful week. And I'll be with you soon. Bye.